On two and a swing and a hard ground ball over to Miller at third. Steps on and throws the first for the third out. So the Raptors get a run. They cut it to 5-1. We head to the top of the sixth here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, Cooper Erickson leads off for the Pits Bitters. They lead 5-1 now. But a big run for the Raptors in the bottom of the fifth. It was Jorge Degatti getting home off an RBI single from Johnson. 1-0 count. Benetti will step in and serve on a check swing that comes on the outside, but in for a strike. One ball, one strike. Benetti will look in again and a check swing that outside, but coming out for it. Four strike, 1-2. Erickson 1-for-2 with a run. He's had 7 hits total on the season with 3 RBIs. And the step in and the serve, 1-2 low on a curveball. Comes in below the zone, 2-2. Raptors have been out hit 7-3. They've committed 2 errors in the field. And the 2-2 from Benetti, and a swing and a line drive into left center. Johnson runs it down and makes the grab over his head. Excellent catch there from Ty Johnson. And can get it done on both sides of the ball. An all-around player. And Erickson flies out to center just like he did on his second time at bat. So Andrew Manley, who had a double first time up and also got a walk. He's 1-for-1. Out of Wofford College from Atlanta, Georgia. 12 hits on the season with 4 RBIs. And the step in serve from Benetti up and high, 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down. Anthony Benetti will step in. He'll step and serve. Didn't find the zone on the left edge. He pinks it in four strike on a fastball at 90. 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, and 1 down. Benetti, the 1-1. Down low. 4 ball, 2-1. Benetti's pitched a 3 1/3 innings, 51 pitches. He's allowed a hit, a run. He's had 2 walks, but 2 strikeouts. So the 2-1 comes in, and they swing in a line drive that drops on the right field side before Hugo can come and get to it. And a base hit for Andrew Manley, his second of the afternoon. So Manley will take first, and this brings up Jack Crichton here in the top of the order. Got on base, walked, and he flew out to the second baseman in Conniff. Traverse City up to 8 hits now. And Benetti's first offering paints the right edge of the strike zone in for an 0-1 count. Manley at first. Rafters two away. The 0-1 comes in, and a swing and a line drive, a low line drive into right field. And that gets a back-to-back hits for the Pitt Spitters. So Crichton to first. That puts Manley at second. Back-to-back hits for Traverse City. And here come the Pitt Spitters up to 9 hits now. And Glenn Miller, one hit on 3 at-bats. Runners at first and second. And the first offering throw from Jensen. The tag from Gurvich to Crichton at first. A little bit late. But just in the nick of time, getting back there was safe. It was Jack Crichton. So Miller, the teammate of Hugo at Eastern, out of Eastern Michigan, from Pentwater, Michigan. And the 1-0 swing and a miss. And on the right side on the curve, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one down. Rafters right now have allowed 9 hits. And the 1-1 comes in. And just on the right side, low of the strike zone, 2-1. So at first is Crichton, at second is Manley, a runner in scoring position. Rafters with a run in the bottom of the fifth to cut this to a 5-1 game. And the 2-1 popped away right side. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one down. Two count. Benetti looks in and bends low. Kicks, winds, and serves. And the 2-2 jammed away out on the right field side, out of play. So Traverse City got things going in the top of the second. 4 runs. They got a run in the top of the fifth, made it 5-0. Raptors got a run of their own in the bottom half of the inning, made it to 5-1. But here in the top of the sixth, the Pitt Spitters threatening once again. The 2-2 slider low for a ball, 3-2. That's 78, so a full count, one ball away, and the bases would be fully loaded. Only with one out. Three balls and two strikes. Benetti the step to fire, and the 3-2 way outside. Runners already stole the bases, but it did not matter. Miller gets to first. Crichton at second. Manley at third, and this brings up Dylan Carey. Levi Jensen having a word with his pitcher. Brian Dyer now getting out of the dugout. And so is this entire infield stepping on the mound right now, having a word with each other. But, boy, they have really struggled. It's been a little bit frustrating for the Rafters because, you know, yesterday it was a game where, you know, you look at it, it was – they just committed a lot of errors in the field, and they had 4 errors, so for them, it was tough for them. It was not easy because this is a team that is second in fielding percentage, and already today, very unlike Chris Conniff and Garrett Broussard, they've each committed an error. So the big thing for them, a team that leads the league in ERA, They lead the entire Northwoods League in ERA with a 3.27, and right now they've given up 5 runs in 9 hits, and we're only in the top of the 6th. So their pitching has gone down. There is no sign of that. I mean, that has been the case here as the fly up from Carey on the right side out of play, 0-1. So, you know, when their pitching has gone down and, you know, and you look at it, it's really gone down since, I would say, the start of the second half here. So that hasn't been the best. And also the infield as well, just times where it's just been, they've just committed errors. 4 errors yesterday, and there was a couple of them as well yesterday, which was unfortunate circumstances where they weren't considered errors, but you know, late in the game, Lakeshore hit a pop-up into high in the air. It would go above the lights, and some of the Raptors players lost it. So they had 2 instances where that was the case, and a runner got on third and a runner got on second. And the 1-1 and a swing and a pop-up into right center, and Conniff comes under it, makes the easy grab for 2 down. So that's the second out. So that's what the Raptors needed right there, a shallow pop-up. And Summerhill, 0-for-2 with a run. He's had a walk and 2 strikeouts. 2 down. Bases still fully loaded. The step in the fire, swing and a miss on the first pitch.
May or may not have time for one of those golf
ones. No, and 1 count. The 0-1 swing and a miss again, 0-2. So Benetti has a chance to get out of this inning. No balls, 2 strikes. Benetti looks down and looks low. He'll come set. He'll fire the 0-2. Swing and a miss on the right edge. Benetti fired up about that one, and rightfully so. The bases were loaded, and he gets out of the jam. So the Raptors down 5-1. We head to the bottom of the 6th here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 53. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 82. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Mainly clear again tomorrow night. Lows around 63. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday and Tuesday, 90. Monday, 80. Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 78.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate. A quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the 6th inning, the Pit Spitters lead over the Raptors 5-1. They've out-hit them 9-3, but a big run for the Raptors in the bottom of the 5th has cut this to a 4-run game. So Brendan Bobo, who's 0-for-2 this evening, he'll step in and lead things off for the Raptors. He flew out to left and grounded out to first. So Aaron Gustafson on the mound once again. He's had 5 innings of work, 69 pitches. He's allowed 3 hits, a run, a walk and two strikeouts. So Gustafson will step in. The left-hander will work on Bobo. He shows bunt, bats away, and it comes in for a strike. 0-1. So Brendan Bobo leads the team in RBIs with 22 and also home runs as well with 5. He bats a 233 and a swing and a weak ground ball over to the shortstop, Traficante. Fields it up and whips it on over to first for the easy first out. One down. So this brings up Jack Gervich, who's been a bright spot for the Rafters. He's 1-for-2. He got on base off of a right field line drive. And he also grounded out to first. So one down. Aaron Gustafson has had a good command today. A lot of his pitches have been curveballs and a swing and a hard hit ground ball over to the second baseman. And Carey turns around, throws and makes the play at first. Excellent play from the second baseman, Dylan Carey, the Nebraska Cornhusker, finding ways to get things out. This is why Traverse City has the best fielding percentage in the league of a .974, because they have guys like that that can make big plays when called upon. Garrett Broussard, the shortstop, who's 0-for-2, batting a .215, 23 hits for him. Utah Valley product from San Juan Capistrano, California, sees the first offering and comes in for a ball, 1-0. A Northwoods League All-Star last year, batted a .258 for the Rafters, and the 1-0 on a curveball paints the right edge in for a strike, 1-1. So Gustafson stands on the first base side of the slab, kicks, winds, and fires, and Broussard lines a ball into left field. That pulls away from the third base line, 1-2. So Traverse City trying to retire the side quickly. They've only allowed 3 hits. And Gustafson will set in. He'll serve the 1-2 when it comes on the right side out of the zone for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Gustafson, the fifth offering, and a swing and a high fly ball into right center field, pulling into the right fielder Summerhill there to cut it off for the third out. So the Rafters down 5-1 as a 3-up and 3-down inning for Traverse City. We head to the top of the seventh here on WFHR.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the seventh inning as a pitching debut for the Rafters, Dylan Jaquez out of San Diego, California. He attends Park Gilbert University and a right-handed pitcher. For Park Gilbert, he had a 7.47 ERA, had an 0-1 record, 11 appearances, 15 and two-thirds innings of work, 17 hits, 16 runs allowed, but he also had 18 strikeouts. So Jaquez, the right-hander, in his debut here in the top of the seventh. Rafter is down 5-1. Evan Orzek, who got the scoring going as he belted a solo home run in the right field in the top of the second. Jaquez throw the first pitch, and it comes in for a ball on the high of the zone. So the right-hander, Jaquez, California native, has a slow windup, but a quick release, and it comes in for a ball, 2-0. Standing on the first base side of the slab, batters were batting a 274 against them at Park Gilbert, and the 2-0 away for a ball. So three straight balls, Evan Orzek, 1-for-3. He's also struck out as well. The 3-0, Jaquez finds the left edge of the zone in for a strike, 3-1. A 3-1 count. Rafters have been out hit 9-3. The 3-1 from Jaquez stands tall and finds the left edge of the zone, 3-2. So the count is full. Three balls, two strikes. Jaquez fires the 3-2 up and away for ball four. So Orzek will take first.
Now batting shortstop number one, Camden Traficante.
So Camden Traficante, he'll step in, 1-for-3. So Jaquez previously attended University of St. Catherine. He's a senior majoring in political science. So another California native. And California to Wisconsin Rapids pipeline is it's definitely strong given Kirk Schreiner is from California. So the 1-0 from Jaquez right down the plate for a strike, 1-1. 1-1 count. Standing at first is Orzek, and the check over, getting back there in time. Camden Traficante out of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical. A lot of the Fond du Lac Dock Spider players are from that college, so sure he was acquainted with some of their players, given they played them yesterday after swept the Pittsburghers swept the series over the Dock Spiders. 2-1 count. Jaquez fires and finds the right side of the zone, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. No outs, and Jaquez will set. He'll serve and bounce it into the glove of Jensen in for a full count. So another full count, back-to-back batters that have seen the count run full. Orzek at first. Three balls and two strikes. Top of the seventh, Traverse City in front. The 3-2 up and high for ball four, so back-to-back walks. Traficante to first, Orzek to second. No outs, and two runners on, one in scoring position. As Tyler Minnick, the catcher, and a home run in the top of the second. His first of the season. Out of Marietta, Georgia, and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. Jaquez will look, and a bunt attempt that popped away on the right side. 0-1. But Wisconsin Rapids struggling once again. Defensively, they have gone down a bit, and offensively, they have not risen their game. They've only had three hits today. And two errors in the field have not helped as well. 0-1 count. As Jaquez steps off the bag and looks over to second, about to throw it over there, but did not. So Jaquez wearing his gray, just like New Balance cleats, and fires the 0-1, and that's driven off right side. Fouled, 0-2. So both the runners that got on saw the counts full, but it was that last pitch that decided them to get on base, and, well, two straight walks. They need Jaquez. They need him. The 0-2, a swing, and a ball that hits on the inside of the bat stays fair on the infield side, away from the first base bag. Gervich comes out to grab it and toss it over to Jaquez, who races over there in time for the first out. But the runners advance to second and third. So now two runners in scoring position. Traficante to second, Orzech to third. Orzech has already crossed home plate once today on a solo home run. He's on the verge of doing it once again. Cooper Erickson will step in. He'll see the first offering. Paints the right edge of the zone for Jaquez. 0-1. No balls, a strike, one down. The 0-1 count. Jaquez fires a slow release, a bunt right up the middle to Jaquez. Looks over at third. The runner does not to go, and he throws it to first. So, excellent play there from Jaquez. A high IQ play. He looks over at third. Orzech decides not to go and throws the runner out at first. And Cooper Erickson. So, Andrew Manley, who's had a big day, 2-for-2 with a run. And he's also walked as well. Two down. Jaquez fires up high for the ball 1-0. So Dylan Jaquez arrived with the team in the first game against Lakeshore the other day. So making his first appearance at Witterfield and on the team in the 1-0. Finds the right edge for a strike, 1-1. Two runners in scoring position, two down. 1-1 count. Jaquez steps high, the slow release, the windup, and Jensen looks over. He throws it now to second. Broussard now throws home. Orzech taking home the tag from Jensen is in time. So what a play there for the Rafters. The Jensen-Broussard chemistry on display, and the Rafters get out of the inning. No runs allowed. We head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the seventh, Traverse City, a 5-1 lead over Wisconsin Rapids. Anthony Gallison will lead off here. He's 0-for-2, batting 6 in the order. So Gallison, DeGotti, and Conniff are all due up. So Gallison, for him, he's had a flyout to short and a flyout to center. So looking to change that here on his third at-bat. And the first offering on a curveball paints the right edge of the zone. In for a strike, Gustafson has been strong, to say the least. A guy that has had 76 pitches, three hits and one run allowed, and two strikeouts. The second pitch comes in, and a swing and a miss for Gallison, 0-2. So Gallison batting a 271, 19 hits, 7 RBIs. The Coastal Carolina left fielder swings and hits a high fly ball into shallow right. Summerhill clears everybody out, reaches out to his left, makes the easy grab for one down. So Jorge Degatti, 1-for-2 with a run, and he's also struck out. He struck out swinging his first time up at the plate. Rafters have been out hit 9-3. Aaron Gustafson stands on the first base side of the slab. With the ball in his glove, the long stare at home, the set, the wind, the fire, and Degatti fouls it off right side, 0-1. Traverse City, 4 runs in the top of the second. They got a run in the top of the fifth. Rafters responded in the bottom half of that inning with a run of their own. But it's still a 4-run ball game. Gustafson will look in. He'll fire the 0-1, and Degatti swings and hooks a ball into right field. That drops before Summerhill can get to it. And Jorge Degatti, his second base hit of the afternoon. So a big hit there for Jorge, and much needed for the Rafters. They get up to 4 hits today. So stepping in is Chris Conniff. Conniff 0-for-1. He was hit by a pitch first time up, and then the second time up to bat, he grounded out to third. Degatti stands at first, a couple shifts off over, and Gustafson fires in the first offering, pushes on the inside for a ball, 1-0. So Conniff out of Wagner College, batting a 269. Another returning Rafter, where he batted a 250 last season. This season he has 25 hits and 15 RBIs. Gustafson, the long stare, the fire, the 1-0. And left below the zone, that bounces before Minnick can get to it for the second ball, 2-0. So 4 hits for the Rafters, 2 have belonged to Jorge Degatti. Gustafson with the ball behind his back, puts it now in his glove. He looks over at first, comes set, kicks, winds, and serves the 2-0 way outside for a ball. Minnick has to reach out to his left. A 3-0 count with one down. Minnick has a strong command. He throws the curve, the slider. He throws a changeup a couple times in his throwing order. So the 3-0 comes low but finds the inside edge of the zone. 3-1. One down. Gustafson will work in once again. The ball is behind his back. Degatti leads off at first. One down, the 3-1. Up high for ball 4. So Conniff will take first. Degatti to second. That puts a runner in scoring position. 2 runners on for the Rafters. And this brings up Levi Jensen, who's 0-for-2. He grounded out to second and grounded out to short. A guy with 8 hits in the season. From North Alabama, the Luck, Wisconsin native. 6 RBIs. He's one of 3 Wisconsin natives on this Rafters team, as Gustafson will fire up and on the inside edge for a ball, 1-0. So Conniff at first, Degatti leads off at second. 1-0 count with one down. Gustafson will stand in. He'll kick high and deliver the 1-0 that comes right on the inside edge of the zone in for a strike, 1-1. That looked like that was right down the plate. Jensen just did not swing at it. Rafters need momentum. They need offense. 4 hits this entire game. And the 1-1 down low. Minnick loses it for a second. Rolls in front of him. In 4 ball, 2-1. So Gustafson wipes off some sweat, nearing his 88th pitch of this evening. He'll look in hard, the long stare at home. Runners on first and second. And the fourth offering comes up high for a ball. So Levi Jensen, disciplined at the plate right now. He's in front in this count, 3-1. One down. Conniff at first. Jorge Degatti a couple shifts off over at second. Gustafson glances over there now. He delivers a 3-1 and a swing and a high fly ball into deep center. Running after it, backtracking towards it is Manley. And Degatti looks like he was going to tag up from third. Reaches back to second. That's the second out. So Jensen, decent contact. That's one down, excuse me, not two outs. So Ty Johnson. No, it is two outs. That was correct. So two down. So two down for the Rafters. Conniff at first. Degatti at second. And the first pitch up and high as Ty Johnson, who's had a big day, 1-for-3 with an RBI. He's also struck out swinging. Two down, 1-0 count. Runners on first and second. Gustafson will serve in a swing and a weak ground ball over to first. Away from the bag is Erickson. Races it in time and tags it before Johnson can get there. So that's the third out. Runners get to first and second, but they come up empty as we head to the top of the eighth inning. Traverse City in front, 5-1. We'll step away here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the eighth, and Dylan Jaquez remains on the mound. Traverse City leads 5-1 as Andrew Manley, 2-for-2 today, batting in the nine hole. And he's drawn a walk as well, and he's also gotten a run. So Manley has had a great day. He's 0-for-1 right now. 0-1 count. Jaquez will look in. He'll step slow, wind up and fire. Swing and a miss on the inside, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Rafters have been out hit 9-4. Dylan Jaquez in his first appearance today. He'll look in, step, fire, the 0-2, and it bounces before Jensen on his knee, and it comes in for a ball, 1-2 count. Rafters have committed two errors in the field, one from Conniff and one from Broussard. The step over from Jaquez, and the 1-2 lifted in the air on the left side. One ball, two strikes. A 1-2 count. Jaquez out of San Diego and fires the 1-2. Once again, bounces in the knee of Jensen. 2-2. Rafters with a run in the bottom of the fifth. It's been a game for them, just frustrating offensively, giving up 9 hits, but they haven't matched. So 2-2 count. Inside and fouled away into the grandstand. And it looks to be, well, hopefully everybody's okay. That ball was whipped over. 2-2 count. Andrew Manley from Wofford College. We'll see Dylan Jaquez. The slow wind, the quick release, and a swing and a skied ball into shallow left center. And Broussard comes under it, makes the easy grab for one down. One down. Jaquez fires and a swing and a line drive that drops into left field way before Gallison can get to it and waits before that ball rolls to him. So Gallison, that was just a very little odd to see because that ball bounced and instead of charging the ball, he waits till it rolls to him. So that's a base hit. For Jack Crichton. So Glenn Miller will step in. The first pitch comes in on Jaquez. So Miller in the count 1-0. One down. One out. And the throw over to first and the checkoff. Sliding head first into the bag is Crichton. One out count with one down. The step, the slow, the wind, the fire, the throw from Jensen here at second, the steal from Crichton, and the tag from Conniff. What about that? Excellent play for Levi Jensen once again. That's his third put out on a stolen base. He's been busy behind the plate. 1-1 count. Two down. So the step, the find from Jaquez, and he throws on the outside. 2-1. So 2-1 count with two down. A swing and a ball lifted in the air in the right center field. Coming after it is Hugo. Reaches out, makes the easy catch for the third out. So we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Raptors still trail 5-1. We'll step away here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Yeah.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Traverse City leads over Wisconsin Rapids 5-1 as a pitching change in store for the Pittsbitters. Noah Samuel, the rising sophomore from Georgia Tech and a Mason, Ohio native. He's had three games appeared and with an 0-1 record. He's at 2 2/3 innings of work, allowed three hits and two runs with five strikeouts. So Samuel will take over the duties, the left-hander. And he's in charge now, taking over for Aaron Gustafson, who's had seven innings of work, 91 pitches. He's allowed four hits, a run, two walks, and two strikeouts. So Rafters down 5-1. They're going to need some momentum right now. They have struggled getting hits. They've only had four hits. They've been out hit 10-4. And somebody that can help them do that, Logan Hugo, no hits on two at-bats. And he's also drawn a walk. So Samuel will take over for Gustafson. Hugo, Bobo, and Gurevich, 2, 3, and 4, are due up here in the bottom of the eighth. Samuel stands on the third base side of the slab, fires in a wild pitch, and on a fastball that goes on the ankle high of Hugo, goes onto the back track in for ball 1-0. Fastball at 91, 1-0 count, and Noah Samuel stands tall, the left-hander. He's 6'8", and he fires in for ball 2-0. 2-0 count. Noah Samuel, 6'8", 242. He is a tall guy, and he fires out for ball 3-0. So three straight balls now on Hugo. The Rafters, they need a rally here, down four runs. And Samuel will look down. He'll step the 3-0. Out and high on the right side for ball four. Four straight balls. Hugo leads off with a walk. So Brendan Bobo, it's his turn to step on the batter's box. He's 0-3. Bobo has walked, flown out to center. At first is Hugo. Brendan Bobo, the left-hander. So lefty on lefty. And Noah Samuel stands on the third base side of the slab. He'll look in, he'll fire, and find the left edge of the zone in four strike, 0-1. 0-1 count. Hugo at first, and Bobo swings and a miss on the left side, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. 0-2 count. Bottom of the eighth, and Samuel fires, swing and a miss. Strike three, Brendan Bobo strikes out, and one down. So Bobo really struggling at the plate. He was 0-4 today, and that seems like possibly his last time up. That could change if the Rafters start to get hits in, but Jack Gurevich, somebody that can help them do that. He's 1-3. So the left-hander out of San Diego, and the first offering comes in for Samuel. Gurevich has to duck low and back away as he sees a ball 1-0. That was a fastball at 89. Hugo at first, one down, and throws it over and out to Erickson, the late to the tag. 1-0 count. But one down. And as the second delivery comes on the left side, 2-0. Count. One down. Samuel with the ball behind his back. He'll look in over at first. The ball in his glove and serves in the 2-0 and right down the pipe for a strike. 2-1. Two balls a strike with one down. Samuel fires the 2-1, and a throw from Minnick, the catcher at second, and the tag is not in time for Traficante. A successful stolen base. Hugo darts over from first. So a runner in scoring position, 3-1 count. So a runner in scoring position, and well, Raptors are going to need some help. They're going to need some hits. Gervich in front in this count. Samuel looks over at second and delivers a 3-1, a swing and a hard hit ground ball over to Traficante. Steps into the throw and gets him down at first. But at third is Hugo. So Hugo at third now. And that puts the second run 90 feet away for the Raptors. And it looks like, well, right now, this is another instance where college teammates are interacting with each other. Glenn Miller, the third baseman out of Eastern Michigan, and Hugo, the third at third for the Raptors. He's out of Eastern Michigan, so they're having some words right now. Two down, and Samuel fires on Broussard, and it comes in for a strike, 0-1. Oh and one count with two outs. And a wild pitch that goes behind the back of Broussard. And darting home from third is Hugo. So the second run scores for Wisconsin Rapids. They cut it to a 5-2 game. So Hugo, the second Raptor to cross home plate. Him and DeGatti both have gone four today. 1-1 count with two down. Samuel will look in. He'll fire and a swing and a hard hit. Bouncer over to the second baseman. Carey reaches out to his right, fuels it up, and throws it down to first for the third out. But the Raptors get a run. They cut it to 5-2. We head to the top of the ninth here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
So, top of the ninth inning, Raptors trail 5-2 now, as Christian Casillas making his debut for the Raptors, the second Raptors pitcher to get his first appearance here for Wisconsin Rapids on this Saturday night. Christian Casillas, a rising junior at a Los Angeles Harbor College from Downey, California. He appeared in 13 games starting for them. He had a 2-3 record and pitched a total of 34 innings with 30 strikeouts and a 6.23 ERA. As he serves in the first offering on carry, 1-0 count. And the second pitch comes in way inside, 2-0. He allowed only one home run and walked 19 batters He had a season-high 6 strikeouts in 6 innings of work against Barstow College back on February the 8th. So he throws his first strike of his Raptors career, and he bends in low. So Casillas will look in. He'll step in, deliver the 2-1, a wild pitch, and it goes on the outside 3-1. So Dylan Carey 0-4 with the strikeout. Raptors have found themselves down this entire game, starting since the top of the second. The 3-1 inside, and goes on a knee-high fastball that pushes way inside for ball four. So Carey will take first, and Colin Summerhill, who's 0-3 with a run. He's drawn a walk, and he's struck out 3 times. So Christian Casillas, a guy, the 4th Rafter in the bullpen today, second to make his debut. And the first offering comes in, and a swing and a jam shot into shallow right. Running after it is Conniff, and speeds over to make the grab. So Summerhill ends his day 0-4. So Evan Orzech, 1 hit on 3 at-bats. He opened up the scoring in the top of the second. A solo home run. 1 out. Standing at first is Carey. And Casillas darts over to make the throw. Rafters trail 5-2. They've been out hit 10-4. 1 out, and Casillas delivers in, and it pulls low of the zone. 1-0. One out with one down. And the first second offering, comes in and finds the right edge at the zone. In for a strike on a fastball. 86, 1-1. Christian Casillas, prior to Los Angeles Harbor College, attended Cypress Junior College. So been around the Southern California area, and delivers over at first. Late to the tag was Gervich. Just in the nick of time, Carey got back to it. 1-1 count. Casillas fires and bounces low. That goes away from Jensen, rolls in the left side towards the dugout. And getting to second is Carey, so puts him in scoring position. So perhaps a little nerves for Casillas, the right-handed pitcher. 2-1 count. 1 down. He bends really low with the ball in his right hand. Glove at the hip. And now puts it in. Steps high in the 2-1, and a swing and a miss. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. At second is Carey. Lights fully on here at Witter Field. On this beautiful Saturday night. Casillas looks over at second. He'll step in, serve the 5th offering, and a swing and a weak ground ball that bounces on the mound towards Broussard. Charging it, throws it at first, in for the 2nd out. So Garrett Broussard, another put out for him. But getting to 3rd was Carey. So it puts him 90 feet away. Camden Traficante from Ormond Beach, Florida. 1 hit on 3 at-bats, and also drew a walk as well. So the left-hander sees Casillas, and he swings and hits a ground ball that just drifts away on the right side. That was nearly fair for a moment, but it comes in for a foul. 0-1. No balls a strike. 2 down. The 0-1, inside and backing away was Traficante. He had a scoot outside of the zone there. He might have gotten a hit. 1-1 count. Casillas looking to retire the side. and give the Rafters one last hope. It's been a real struggle for them. And Casillas will fire left edge, 2-1.